USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The first ship to pass through the Suez Canal in a week is making its way to a port in Saudi Arabia after a massive container ship was freed from the banks of the canal on Monday. The Ever Given ran aground last Tuesday with strong winds from a sandstorm being blamed for the accident. Officials over the weekend said they were also looking into the possibility of human error contributing to the incident. Nearly 350 ships were delayed because of the jam. Canal officials believe it will take several days to clear the backlog of waiting vessels. President Biden says that most of America will be eligible for a COVID vaccination by the middle of April. The president saying Monday that 90% of adults will be included in state vaccination programs by April 19th. He also announced that the federal vaccination program would be increasing the number of pharmacies that will be able to give vaccines up to 40,000. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualified purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
A new poll shows Americans are gaining more confidence about returning to public places, even as COVID cases in some areas are on the rise. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Americans are increasingly becoming more comfortable in public spaces and traveling, according to a recent poll by Civic Science. The survey found that 35% of adult Americans are not at all concerned with being in public spaces, while 43% are somewhat concerned and 22% are still very concerned. Additionally, 55% of Americans felt comfortable going out to eat, and now 39% say they felt comfortable enough to go on a vacation. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And flooding in Tennessee has claimed a seventh victim as the area braces for more rain. A man in Cheatham County apparently drowned when his truck was caught up in floodwaters. According to the National Weather Service, another 1 to 2 inches of rain could fall on the Nashville area on Tuesday and Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Much has been said about the new Georgia voting reform law that was enacted last week. Tim Berg reports from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The Biden administration is looking at options to reverse or counter a newly enacted voting law in Georgia that brings a sweeping number of election reforms to the state. The 95-page law adds a slew of changes to the way Georgians vote. One of the popular lines of disinformation that's being put out there by the Biden administration is that now it is illegal to give food or water to people waiting in line to vote. Greg Bluestein is a political reporter with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He explains what the law really does regarding food and water.
Voters can still bring their own water, their own food, of course, in line. What it says is that outside groups, that basically the members of the public can no longer come and offer them food, water, Coca-Cola, hot chocolate, pizza. Instead, that has to go through the actual elections officials who will then make it available to the people waiting in line.
That audio courtesy of Fox and Friends.
And half of the men's Final Four is set. Houston beat Oregon State in 67-61 in the Midwest Regional Final Monday to advance to their first Final Four in 37 years. And Baylor held off Arkansas 81-72 to take the South Region and their first trip to the Final Four since 1950. The Bears and Cougars will face off Saturday for a berth in the national title game. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.